brought to you by Penguin.
A New Formation: How Black Footballers Shaped the Modern Game. Edited by me, Callum Jacobs. Introduction. Written and read by me, Callum Jacobs. A New Formation should not be understood as a book about racism in football, a manifesto for change, or a handbook about how to build allyship. You will find no blueprints, solutions, or three-point plans within these pages. Although each essay, by virtue of its very existence, is advocating for a change in how black people are perceived, both by broad sections of the media and by white society, no explicit case for change will be presented. If you are unclear about why black people, or people of the global majority, should not be asked to continuously make a case for racial equity, then, honestly, this book may not be for you. The demographic designation ethnic minority is grossly inaccurate, given that black, indigenous, and people of color comprise over 80% of the world's population, making them the global majority. None of the essays you are about to listen to aim to understand the individuals they're focused on solely through the trials or racism that they faced, battled, and overcome. To do so would strip them of their personhood and complexity, reducing them to emblems or two-dimensional symbols. That's not to say that A New Formation eschews discussions of anti-black racism. It simply refuses to use it as the bedrock for its analysis. Instead, this book pays tribute to and details the influence of a deliberately varied range of black and mixed-race footballers, past and present, who have shaped the beautiful game and broadened conceptions of the black experience through things they have said and done on and off the pitch. All the writing found within these pages seeks to expand our collective understanding of these individuals, moving the conversation beyond the cult of celebrity in order to examine how their individual experiences have helped to inform the complexity, integrity, and multiplicity of black life. In some cases, the contributed essay will be based on an interview. In others, the writing will take the form of a composite of things the subject has said, an idea they've represented, and fragments of their interior life they've shared. This means that the writing will vary in form, tone, and approach, thereby allowing each chronologically ordered essay to offer a previously unexplored perspective. All the writers featured in A New Formation have been commissioned along lines of relatability. To better understand why I felt it important to do this, it's useful to lean on the words of Linda Tuiwai-Smith, a Maori professor of Indigenous education. She says, "When Indigenous peoples become the researchers and not merely the researched, the activity of research is transformed. Questions are framed differently. Priorities are ranked differently. Problems are defined differently. People participate on different terms." Smith's comments related to the Maori community from which she's drawn, but something similar can be said about what happens when black people become the researchers. Given the abundance of joy, pride, and affirmation black players bring to football, and by extension, the lives of all manner of football fans, it's strange to witness how little of that feeling is captured across the newspaper interviews and books that commonly depict their lives. A New Formation will work to remedy this. Now, I know I said that this book wasn't about racism, but before we can begin the work of tying blackness to community and kinship and heritage and home, we need to track the winding paths that black and mixed-race players have walked that have taken them from steeling themselves in preparation for abuse to becoming leaders at the forefront of politics, all while simultaneously influencing black British identity. To do this, we have to start at the point in history where the effects of their presence in the national game began to be felt. The dark old days. Those of us fortunate enough to have avoided the dark old days of English football in the 1970s and 1980s understand them only in abstract. Even the very name, dark old days, lends the era the feel of mythology, as if we're to believe that it's a long-forgotten time with little bearing on the present. In order to trace our hands over the abrasive contours of this period in history, we rely on recollections relayed by family and friends, or recorded in literature and documentaries. While many of these accounts detail how racial and political violence manifested on the terraces and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?